Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host.
Hey, freaks, this is Roth on the Dollcast. Once again, after an entire week of no Dollcast. What a crazy week. I never felt so sick for that long. And I was really sick at first. And as it went on, I got better, of course. But my throat is still kind of messed up from it, so it's really awkward. I don't know. But I'm going to start coming back on this and just trooper through it. Like I said, I'm not really sick anymore. And Liam has gotten over it for the most part. Still has a runny nose, kind of like I do a little bit too. But now Gavin has it, you know, 2 month old. And wow, his chest is really congested, and most of his coughs are unproductive, and wow. Hoping we don't have to take him to a hospital tomorrow or anything, but we're probably going to have to get him looked at. So I'm a little bit down about that. We'll get it taken care of, though. Oh, my Lord, so all this time has passed. I uploaded that video of Click for you to check out, which is done. I went through most of the points in the video, pointed out some of the things I wanted to talk about, so I'll go ahead and go over those here right now. The two-player game, there I decided to opt against the player-to-player collision. After going through with Jeremiah and doing some beta testing on a few things, it was ridiculous. If I would have put player to player collision, it would have been just too much of a mess, because the enemies are moving quick, you gotta move quickly, and it just felt like it was gonna take away from the game. And you know, the main concept is to race to the next virus to pick it up anyway. So I wanted to make sure that was concentrated on, because you already have to dodge enemies and whatnot. So I opted against the player-to-player collision. But the pace, I think, of the enemies moving fast keeps it all fresh, so it doesn't feel like it's going on for too long. One thing I had to do in the one-player game, the enemies change speed every 10 viruses that you pick up. Well, in the two-player game, you get to 50, because the maximum is 99. Once you get to 50, then it's over with. So there's always a chance, you know, it probably would never happen, but there's always a chance that the second player only picks up, like, say, 10 viruses, and then the other player got to its 50 first. So you would never experience all the speeds of the enemies. So I had to actually add more speeds for the enemies on the end of a data table and make it increment by 5. Increment to the next set of speeds every time, every 5 virus pickups. That's what I'm trying to say. With one player game, it's every 10 virus pickups. With the second player game, it's every 5. And with that, if, you know, both players are doing really well and both of them are at, like, say, 40, then, you know, you've done a whole lot of enemy changes up to that point. So that's why I had to add extra data at the end of the tables to make up for that. What else? Let's see. Oh yeah, the original version of Click, it was really small in file size. It was for the mini game competition, the 4 kilobytes. So I was trying to save on as much space as I could and still keep it as a somewhat interesting game. But there were only 16 different positions where a virus could appear at. And given that, there was a lot of repeating where, like, you pick up a virus and then immediately you get another virus because the randomizer appeared right where you picked it up, because there's only 16 different options. On this new version, the two-player version, there are 100 areas to pick up the virus at that go... randomized areas. And that really helps a lot. But it's funny, I still end up getting that every now and then where I get a virus, like a second one right on me. I think it happened twice. So it's pretty funny. I mean, it's a rare occurrence, but, you know, with 100 different numbers, it really helps for the randomosity. Is that a word? We're going to use randomosity. So I'm really happy about that. Let's see. Okay, well, yeah, that's basically it for Click. It's done, both one player and two player. Oh, if you notice in the video on the one player game, I originally had little blocks as like your energy bar or the amount of lives you have, and every time you get hit, you lose one. This is only on the one player game, because two player game, you can get hit as many times as... It doesn't matter. You just get hit, you get frozen for a second, and then you can move on. But with one player game, you have a certain amount of lives. And if you notice, this is something that came to me... I don't know, whichever day it was. But it came to me at the last second, like while I was doing it. And I was like, oh. What I did was... If you've played NES Virus Cleaner, and you remember the map screens where the little click moves around the inside of the NES, that little guy, I decided to take that little guy and make him a bar of energy, or a life, or whatever. And I had to trim him down by one pixel on his side so that they weren't all squished together. But that was no big deal. But I also decided that when you get hit and you go red and you make the face, I make those things also make the face. I think it was a nice little touch to add in there. So I thought that was neat. Just thought I'd bring that up in case you didn't notice it while watching the video. But, so that's Click. It's done. I'm very pleased with it. Very, very, very pleased with it. Okay. So I moved on to the next game, which I had already had some done to it, Tic-Tac-Toe. What I had done to it so far was where you could place back and forth between the first and second player. You could place the X's and O's, and then it would reach a stalemate. You know, once all the positions were filled, it would freeze up. Right now, I have it where... it reads for the win for both first and second player, and whoever wins, it'll stop right there. And what I'm trying to do right now is get it to clear the game board. And holy cow, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I might be staying in NMI too long, I'm not sure. I have one idea to try, but it was the last day before I went to work here, Friday, I think. And man, I was like, come on, why won't you work? Oh! And I didn't get it figured out before I had to go to work. So, and I didn't work on actually programming anything for the whole weekend. I didn't do actual programming. I did other stuff, but not programming. So that's sitting there waiting for me to get to work on tomorrow. What else? Is there anything? Oh yeah, when you win on Tic-Tac-Toe, there's now little things on the left or right that say one player or two player, if you are first player, second player, but if you choose first player, it'll say first player CPU on, you know, on each side of the tic-tac-toe board. But whenever first or second player wins a game, then they get a little slash, you know, those little slashes people do. And it's the first to three wins. That way, you know, I was going to make it five, you know, so you have the nice little one, two, three, four, and then the slash going through all four of them to count as five. But I thought, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of stalemates and whatnot, so I'll just make it, you know, the first to three and go with that, so it's not too much of a pain in the buttocks. Let's see. Okay, well, that's where I'm at on 3-1 2-P-Pack right now. I started thinking about something the other day. My wife is always playing this certain DS game, which is basically a puzzle game. I'm not even going to mention exactly what it is, but she's always playing this. This is the only DS game she will play. And I had been thinking for a while, I would love to make her an NES game of this kind of game, you know. But it's going to take a lot of designing, and it's going to take a really long time, too, because I can make a whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of these quote-unquote puzzle things or whatever you want to call them. And I think I can fit them in really well using some run length encoding compression. So I started on that today, started designing. You know, I've already got this stuff in my head, like what I've been wanting to do this for her for a long time, and I'm finally like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. And I think it'll be able to sell well too if I decide to put it on carts, because I think people would actually really like it. And it's going to be my first time messing with a battery backed game, because it's going to need, there's going to be so much information that it has to be saved, because you wouldn't be able to do it all in one day. Impossible. So it's going to take some time getting that, but I'm really into it. Went today and got some of that smaller graph paper. You know, there's like, I've been using, I think it's called 4x4 rule or something like that. And that's good. It works really well. Like, I can actually draw an entire screen on there and still have room at the top or bottom of the paper to write down some notes. But for this, you know, I was thinking, man, this is going to be a big project. I'm going to be able to put more on one piece of paper than just, you know, a single screen, or actually it's like four different I could fit on this, but with this I can put six different screens. So I went out today and we got that graph paper, and I even got a little binder to stick it in, so I'm really going forward on that one. So what's going on here is, while I'm not actually programming, I'm designing stuff, so I'm constantly working. I go to work, I do my janitor thing. I wake up, I'm programming, you know, I play with the kids, and then I go to work, do my janitor thing, get home, I'll probably be sitting there designing stuff, because my wife likes to get on the computer before she crashes out after picking me up from work. Then I'll be coming up here to record the podcast, let everybody know what's going on, and go to bed, and the whole next day starts over the same cycle. So just constantly, this is just a constant thing that's going on. But I think it'll be worth it. All this, it's going to be a blast. But let's give a little bit of love to NintendoAge.com. Are you a collector? Are you a gamer? Do you like to hang out and trade games with like-minded folk? Well, you can do that at NintendoAge.com. They have a collection tool where you can make your own list of collections of every game you own, boxes and manuals too, I believe. Sega and Nintendo both. So you can do that at NintendoAge.com. The admins are awesome, and they will love you if you're not an idiot. So don't be an idiot. Go to NintendoAge.com, register for free. Okay. That's really all I have. That was a lot of dev news, I think. Since, you know, it's been so long. It's been a whole week. But there's one thing I wanted to bring up. That I saw on the web. And it just blew my mind. This is another one of those games that I don't know anything about. I talked about the EverQuest community. And how they helped out that kid that had terminal cancer, and they, you know, made some big playground in the EverQuest world for him or whatever it is. Well, there's this game called Minecraft, and I don't know jack about it. I always see one of my buddies on Twitter always talking about Minecraft or linking to Minecraft stuff. And I don't know what the hell any of it is. But I happened to see this on what it was, one of the big three blogs, you know, Kotaku, Joystick, or what's that other one? Destructoid. It was one of those three. I can't remember which one it was, but I saw this Minecraft calculator. And I thought, what? I watched this video. Somebody actually made a giant calculator in this world that works. Like, he would step on these buttons, you know, use his character. It's a first-person game. So, like, you're just looking in first-person at these buttons on the ground. And, you know, he made it where it can add, subtract, multiply, divide, like, two numbers. And just all, and as if that's not enough, he does stuff with sine, cosine, all these crazy, crazy, like, formulas and stuff you can do. It's like, I can't believe it. I'll put the link up. I want you guys to see it. Like I said, I know nothing about Minecraft, but I saw that and I was just like, wow, that had to take some time. But yeah, and if you want, you can read some of those YouTube comments on his page. I'm pretty sure I saw some people saying, oh, lol, you have no life, you know. Yeah, people who don't create things, you know, they always have this thing about people with no life if you create something. You know, to hell with them. To hell with them. Anyway, that's going to wrap up the Dogcast. Let's go ahead and hit the music. And it's nice to be back. We'll see how the rest of the week plays out, but I'm feeling pretty good about everything. All right, freaks, if I can remind you real quick, please, if you're visiting slydogstudios.org, please take ad block off on slydogstudios.org so we can get some ad impressions and try and help us pay for this server stuff. This is all new, so I'm trying to get things going, and that could help out a little bit if you want to, if you would be so kind. And thank you to those of you who have already done that. Okay, I am out of here. I'll talk to you freaks tomorrow. And if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.